Well, C21 Media is here with the legend Sir David Attenborough at the premiere of his latest documentary. It's a 3D documentary and it's going to be on Sky 3D. Sir David, what were the challenges of making this documentary in 3D?
Learning a completely new technology and learning what the limitations and possibilities are of a completely different way of shooting film or shooting video. I'm accustomed, and for the last 20-30 years, of having a two-man crew or maybe a three-man crew, and that's it. But this requires a 12-man crew, I've been accustomed to having little cameras that I can creep up on things and shoot away whenever, and have them on my hip, as it were, not me really, but the cameraman, and shooting as it comes. Well, you can't do that in 3D. And you can't shift. I mean, it takes 3/4 an hour to change a lens. Mm. Think of that. You know, and if you're used to using zoom, there are no zoom. You can't use zooms in 3D for technical reasons, which I could explain to you, optical reasons why you yes. can't use zooms. So you have to, using fossils gave us the opportunity to learn. You know, what the possibilities are and what they are.
Were you apprehensive at all about the new technology? Worried that it might be a gimmick? Or?
Oh, I think, yes. I mean, quite so. I mean, there are two levels on which to be apprehensive. The first is that you've got to be able to shoot it in the right sort of way. And, just a fraction of a millimeter out in the alignment of the two cameras, and the shots are useless. And that's one way, but the other way you have to use it is to work out how and why you are in 3D and what is it that is worth doing in 3D and what is not. And it's for others to say whether or not we succeeded, but of course if you take a simple line view and let's exploit it to the full and have whooshing in and zooming out and whatever, I think just using three-dimensional movement for the sake of three-dimensional movement, in the end, very quickly, it becomes boring. So the use of the moving within 3D, three dimensions, has to have a function and a purpose. And when you think about that when you're writing the script.
And you're already going to sort of in the early production stages of development stages work on your next 3D project with Atlantic and with Sky,
right.
which is going to be focused on penguins. Is
yes,
that
right? That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about the approach you're going to take to that?
Whether or not I go out there is very questionable. But it's for Atlantic to say how far they've got at the moment. I'm at the moment very much in an advisory capacity on the script. From one point of view, it's highly suited to 3D in that, and for big cam in that penguins on the land are nearly always there. You can get quite close to them, one thing or another, and that there's an underwater component, which is very, very good. But nonetheless, using this highly delicate gear in sub-zero temperatures, I mean 10 degrees below, 20 degrees below, with the possibility of huge gales suddenly coming in, which they do with very short notice coming sweeping down the mountains, physically it's going to be hugely demanding.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously best known for a lot of the work that you've done with the BBC. Are you planning any future BBC projects?
Oh yes, there's a series on Madagascar that comes out next year. There's another series on the polar regions called Frozen Planet, which is also coming out next year. And I'm doing something else which hasn't yet been announced, but I am doing it for the BBC.
Well, Sir David, the documentary was fantastic, so congratulations.
Many thanks.
Thank you very much for talking to C21. Thank you.
Okay.